weeks until the draft. Can you feel the excitement, Matt?
I feel it.
Thank you for joining us for Countdown to the Draft. I'm Phil Milani alongside Matt Boyer. Andrew Mason will join us in just a bit. We're talking everything defensive backs. Matt, who's at the top of the class?
Well, we've talked about tight ends before, but now this class, not as deep, but still pretty deep. At the top, of course, you've got a guy like Jamal Adams out of LSU. And then you've got Marshon Lattimore and Malik Hooker. I think Adams, though, probably won't make it past pick 10. He's a dynamic defensive back, as there is. Great quickness, ability to get upfield in a hurry. Really like his technical ability. I also really like Malik Hooker. Saw him a lot. Unfortunately, my Wolverines had to play the Buckeyes.
I know.
I think Hooker's a very talented player, though. Again, another guy, very athletic, can get upfield. I think that those three guys, in addition to Lattimore, I think are the cream of the crop when it comes to the defensive backs. I don't know if any of these guys will be there at 19 for the Broncos, and I don't necessarily think that the Broncos may need to go that high for these guys, but this is the cream of the crop.
Yeah, I don't think the Broncos are looking at 20 to maybe take somebody in the secondary, especially with how loaded the no-fly zone is. Two schools really stand out, Ohio State and LSU, when talking about the top of the draft here. Let's look at Andrew Mason's top five at defensive back, Jamal Adams. He could be the first safety taken in the top five since 1991. Then Marshon Lattimore, Malik Hooker, Jabril Peppers. I know Matt likes that guy. And Tre'Davious White out of LSU. Let's send things over to Andrew Mason to get his sleeper picks. Mace.
Going to start with a loud sleeper and someone who may not be much of a sleeper, at least to fans in this state. Talking about Kadobi Awuzie out of Colorado. You can see him here during his pro day workout back in March. Had an outstanding combine workout as well. Not great physical measurements, 6 foot, 202 pounds, but plays with a lot of quickness, great change of direction, very fluid, very smooth, outstanding in coverage. I could even see him sneaking in the first round. Wouldn't surprise me if he stays in black and gold, goes to the Saints at number 32 potentially. Another guy I like at safety, Xavier Woods out of Louisiana Tech. He's a very versatile player. You can line him up in the slot. You can play him outside. You can play him in the box. He can be your single high safety and a ball hawk. 30 passes defense, 14 interceptions since 2014. Always around the football. That's something I like to see from safeties coming out. Are they making plays on the ball? Xavier Woods does that. I think he's going to be a nice value for some team early on day three. Could see him being a starter at the next level. And finally, no film on him, but Tristan Decou out of Oregon State. He's a guy who's very long, good in press coverage, needs a lot of refinement, but late on day three, worth a flyer, guys.
Mace, I like that. Chidobe Owuzie, yeah, I like to see that. Could sneak into the first round, I'm hearing. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't you just love that?
Matt, we're talking maybe a couple of later round guys for the Broncos. Who's your best fit?
Well, I think the best fit for the Broncos, as we mentioned, it's waiting to see who falls to them. I think with the addition of Parks and Simmons, Will Parks and Justin Simmons, of course, last year, it's not a position of need, as many critics would say. I think that a guy, you just mentioned Owuzie, I think his counterpart, Akello Witherspoon, might be the guy. I know that.
I like it. I love it.
I know. I think 23 passes defended last year. He's one of the best. Him and Tedrick Thompson both had great years last year. I think that one of those DBs, I like Witherspoon a tad bit more. I think one of those guys falling to the Broncos in the later rounds would do well to supplement the already great secondary that the Broncos have.
We mentioned a lot of Pac-12 guys right there. One I like, Adoree Jackson out of USC. Not necessarily in the secondary, but more as a returner. Depends on what the Broncos do earlier in the draft, but maybe a late day two, early day three type of guy. Really athletic and is always dangerous to take it to the house. Mace, who's your best fit?
Well, given how the Broncos like press man coverage, Cordarrelle Tankersley out of Clemson, I think, is going to be a good fit. That's where he excels, and he's done it against some outstanding receivers in the ACC. Clearly a battle-tested player. He's got some work to do on his hand placement, and you want to make sure he doesn't grab too much, that he doesn't get called for penalties, but being around some great cornerbacks in Denver, that would help him. I like Tankersley in round three or round four, guys.
Mace, thank you very much. That's going to do it for us talking defensive backs. We'll be back next week talking more position groups, defensive line, O-line, and running back left to get to here on Countdown to the Draft. Until then, for Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.